I feel like abortion is a topic that is very one side or the other, and it can be really controversial at times.
Pro-choice is for abortion, and it's basically the mother's choice to have control of her own body. And abortion, they think that abortion reduces crime and reduces welfare costs to taxpayers. And they think that a baby should not come into the world unwanted. And they also think that fetuses are incapable of feeling pain when most abortions are performed. Pro-life is people who basically think that abortion should not be a thing, and because abortion is murder. And if a woman becomes pregnant, they should accept the responsibility that comes with producing a child. Abortion promotes a culture in which human life is disposable, and it eliminates the potential societal contributions of a future human being. People who are pro-life feel like fetuses feel pain during the abortion procedure, and they think that life begins at conception, so unborn babies are human beings with a right to a life.
So in 1971, Lorraine Rothman and Carol Downer invented the procedure, and it was called the Del-M, and it was a safe and cheap solution that used a suction device, and it was really easy to use and easy to train people. And these women were feminist activists, and pretty much they felt that women's rights were being taken from them by not being able to terminate a pregnancy if they didn't feel they were fit to be a mother. So pretty much there's two types of procedures. So there's a pill that you can take and a surgical procedure. So the pill pretty much ends the pregnancy and pretty much just breaks down your uterus and causes it to bleed and cramp, and this is similar to a miscarriage. And then the surgical procedure, there's two kinds, which is vacuum aspiration and dilation and evacuation. So the vacuum aspiration is done under local or general anesthesia, and basically they remove the baby with a gentle suction. And then the dilation and evacuation is done in later pregnancies between 15 and 24 weeks under a general anesthesia. And they use instruments to pretty much take the baby apart and remove it.
There are benefits for both surgical abortion and taking the pill. For surgical abortion, the benefits are it can be performed much later during the pregnancy. The medical assistance is there throughout the whole procedure, which only takes a couple of minutes. It has a very high success rate, and you can still breastfeed if you have another child, whereas if you were to take a pill, you would not be able to. You can be sedated during the procedure to eliminate pain, and it usually only takes one visit to the clinic, and there's less bleeding and cramping. The benefits of the pill is it's a non-invasive procedure. It doesn't require an anesthetic. It's non-surgical, you can do it at home, and it may feel more natural, just like having a heavy period, and you have more privacy, and it's a lot cheaper. The cost to have an abortion depends on how far along the mother is in her pregnancy, where she lives, what her inheritance is, what kind of funding she has, and where the procedure takes place. So abortions cost different in all different states and places that you get them, but most commonly a surgical abortion can cost up to $1,500 for an abortion in the first trimester, and once a baby enters the second trimester, the abortion can cost up to $3,000 to perform. They do aspiration for babies 3 to 6 weeks, and the D&E procedure after 16 weeks. The pill can cost between $300 and $800 depending on the factors we mentioned before. But if the pill fails, you can take another pill, but you will have to pay more.
In our research, we found some interesting facts. So in 2014, about 19% of pregnancies ended with abortions. Unmarried women accounted for 85.5% of abortions, which is pretty high. Most of the women that get abortions are in their 20s, and ages 15 to 19 account for 10.4% of pregnancies. Since the invention of this procedure, I would definitely say that it has gotten safer and it's being used a lot better.
According to the Health and Resource Center, since the late 1980s, abortion rates have dropped steadily. And in 2011, about 45% of U.S. pregnancies were unintended, and about 40%, which is 1.6 million, ended in abortion. By 2014, that percentage has dropped to 12% of pregnancies, or about 926,200 abortions. The abortion rate in 2014 was 14.6 abortions per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44, which is the lowest rate since abortion became legal in 1973.
One of the landmark court cases about abortion was definitely Roe versus Wade, and this took place in 1973, and pretty much it changed how not only people look at abortion, but how the laws and everything work.
Abortion laws vary from place to place. However, women will still do whatever they can to get an abortion if that is what they want, even if it has to be illegal. And illegal abortions are very unsafe. One ethical concern around abortion is for where it is illegal, women are still doing the procedure illegally in very unsafe conditions. And in 2008, about 47,000 women died due to unsafe abortions, and 2/3 of them were in Africa, according to the Health and Wellness Resource Center. For women who don't want to raise a child but are unable to have an abortion or don't want to have an abortion, adoption is an alternative, and children will be placed in a home where they feel wanted.
We hope that through this podcast you learned a little bit more about the ethics and just the procedure in general behind abortion. This is Maddie Kuhn.
And this is Denny Hampson.
And we're signing out.